Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Another Wednesday here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
I gotta call you back. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, buddy. Shit happens. We're just getting started. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen across the table from me, from No Need for Apologies. It's Derek Gaines.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me, you know.
Thank you for being here, buddy.
A little disheveled. Just woke up at 1:16. Hey. Trying to hustle to get here.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm happy you made it.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, buddy.
I made it too, yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. And also from the Crowder Boys, it's our good buddy, Robbie Goodwin. How you doing, dog?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. How you been living, buddy?
Dude, I'm good. I'm happy to be in the zoo for the first time.
Well, welcome. I hope you enjoy it. This is a safe space for everybody.
Yeah.
It's calm, relaxing, and fun.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. Who did they opening?
What are we about to get into, man? What was?
No. I don't. I'm not. I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, okay.
The theme is by my buddy John Brennan.
It sounds great.
He did the theme for Joe Bob on Shudder.
Oh no way! That's awesome.
Yeah. Various bands. If you want to look it up, John Brennan and the Big Feet is the band.
Cool.
Let's get plugs out of the way while we're going off top. This is going to air a week from it, so it's this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Great. So tonight, actually, the Crowder Boys, 7 p.m., me, Dalton Pruitt, and Crack Amico step into the arena of ideas. It's the last podcast left out there. And also this Saturday, I'll be in Jersey City at the Riffs and Thrifts show. So check that out, too, please.
Very cool. Mr. Gaines?
Yeah, make sure you listen to No Need for Apologies, me and Dave Temple. We shoot every Monday, so it comes out every Wednesday. And Sundays is like the special behind the paywall thing. And I think me and Dave Tibble will be in Baltimore at the Port Comedy Club the 23rd and the 24th of this month. So, yeah, come check us out. Should be a good time.
Fantastic. If you guys want to see me live, go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. If you're watching this live, I am currently on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. So you can check out their website. We are going to be in West Virginia. We're going to be in South Carolina. We're going to be in Reading, Pennsylvania, Liverpool, New York, and I think one more day. So I'll be out on tour with the clowns, and then I'm coming back after that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigital.com. Use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. And you get yourself $1.50 off a month of your subscription, as well as episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. The archives of this show, all the great shows on the network, including Real Ass Podcast, Lewis and Zach, Legion of Skanks, and my other show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. You get access to the chat. And, hey, I'll kiss you on the fucking mouth. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Okay. So let's keep it fun and light. Human remains found down the road from Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion amid fears of a New England active serial killer.
Oh, no.
If Fill us in, Shannon.
That's a setup.
So within just 0.3 miles from Taylor Swift's home in Rhode Island, and there's a picture of her mansion here. You can see it. There it is.
Oh, wow.
That's some real Rhode Island shit. Yeah, right.
They found some. They did find remains. Apparently, they've found... this is also...
Damn, I wish I lived there.
You know what that house looked like? That looked like the house from The Good Son.
Yeah. And there's
Macaulay,
the cliff.
Macaulay Culkin was terrorizing that white family.
There's a little cliff right there.
Wow.
But so apparently police are saying right now that they there is no foul play in this death right now. But apparently there's been dozens of human bodies and remains found in multiple northeastern states.
And there's like a map of it, too, I believe. There's
really
somebody's dumping bodies, and there's a very clear pattern.
Whoa. In Rhode Island?
It's the whole East Coast, right, Shannon? Or
the Northeast.
New England.
Northeast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what other states are they? Because it's like a very clear line, I believe.
Mm. Hold on 1 second. Let me find that.
Where's it, Peter?
Well, because there's that killer.
Peter Griffin, right?
Yes.
I figured he was doing it.
Yeah, there's that killer, and then there's a killer that's supposedly drowning dudes when they leave bars.
Wow.
Actually, yeah, outside the Brooklyn Mirage, like two like young boys wound up like drowned like in that river over there.
So what they think is it might be a group, and they pick up or they say they're going to walk drunk dudes home. And the dudes keep getting found fully clothed.
Wow.
In like rivers or small bodies of water.
Hey, Jesus. Right.
So they think they're probably either killing them and throwing them, or more likely, what I think is they're drunk. They have to piss.
Oh.
And then they're pushing them in,
God.
And they're so drunk they can't get out.
Jeffrey Drowner.
Yeah,
I like that.
There we go.
I'm gonna kill you in the river there.
So look at all these towns where we've been finding bodies.
Oh, look at that.
It seems like a pretty clear. What I would assume, I'm going to go, and this is old school, trucker.
Okay.
And these are his routes.
Ooh. How about that? You know, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
I'm going to go trucker or some type of drive, like van job, something.
Yeah.
Trucker, and these trucker.
Yeah, and he's going up and down.
There's really nothing to do in Connecticut but kill people, I guess.
Norwalk.
Look at all those ones in Connecticut.
Pawtucket. Yeah, all right.
Oh, not Pawtucket.
Framingham. Oh, yeah. They should do out in Plymouth. I guess you got
to
do.
And basically, there's a line to follow, and it looks like he went, well, I'm being too obvious, so I got to drive out of my way for these two.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But other than that, I mean, it's a straight line.
Right. Springfield.
Yeah.
Right by the Basketball Hall of Fame. Well, how does that connect?
That's crazy. I feel bad. That's terrible.
What was the last big serial killer? Who was killing all the hookers? Was that Staten Island, Shannon? Or was it Long Island?
Who was the smiley face killer? Wasn't that a big one?
Long Island.
There was the guy killing the Rose kill something?
Go-Go Beach?
Yeah, okay. I feel like there was somebody who was killing.
I heard about that one.
He was a Craigslist killer.
Yeah.
Was the last big one I can remember,
there's
right?
There's another one. There's one in arrested in 2023, Rex Hewerman.
Okay.
He's accused of killing at least 7 women. Oh, no, I'm an idiot. That is the Go-Go Beach Killer.
Okay, cool.
Go-Go Beach Killer. God.
We've discussed this before on Spook Show, but basically, if you're a serial killer, you want to go after hookers or on the DL gay men.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's
right.
Because the families don't claim them.
Right. That's interesting. Wow. Or people just assume AIDS, you know.
I thought that was a serial killer for the gays.
Yeah, exactly. Like, anyway, well, you know.
Anyway. No, but that's wild. Yeah, they'll pick them too. Because there was always, I'd see them documentaries about them guys in the 80s going to Times Square.
Yeah.
I saw Cruising.
Taking them to Jersey, taking them over through the Holland Tunnel on one of them hotels, do their thing, go back to New York, and just, yeah, man, wild.
Yeah, wasn't Cruising about someone just killing off gay guys?
So here's the crazy thing. So Cruising is the Pacino movie where he has to go into the world of underground gay S&M to try and catch a killer.
Gotta fuck someone in the ass to catch a killer.
That is directed by the same guy that did The Exorcist.
Friedkin, yeah.
How about that?
William Friedkin. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a crazy thing. When they give Reagan the MRI... in The Exorcist, the lab tech was the real lab tech that worked at that facility.
Mm-hmm.
He got arrested for the crimes they think Cruising might be about.
No way. That's crazy.
he was an active serial killer. They didn't know it. He was just the real lab tech there.
Oh my god!
Small world.
That's so crazy. That's
and then all the year when he got caught, he was one of the guys. He was blacking out and killing dudes.
Yeah. Was okay. Did he go up to Friedkin and was like, "I got a good idea for your next story."
Well, that movie was crazy. That movie got like crazy protests, and supposedly was way more graphic.
What, the Exorcist or Cruising?
Cruising.
That, okay.
Supposedly, Cruising had like straight up like gay sex in it.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Like. Visibly,
like HBO style.
Friedkin, what a maniac! He's like, give me more, give me more.
Well, because they were shooting at real gay clubs, and I guess
there was some real gay shit going on.
But then people were protesting outside because they thought it was going to portray gay people as killers.
Right. Uh huh. Right.
Which was kind of an issue through time where gay and transgender people are portrayed as serial killers.
Buffalo Bill.
I mean, yes. Well, you. If you're playing a trans woman and you didn't kill somebody in a movie before the 2000s,
right?
It's like you're Lithgow and maybe one other.
Crying game.
Well, shit. Well, Ryan Murphy made it to where I thought everybody gay was killing somebody.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Or the Menendez brothers was fucking each other and shooting their parents or the other guy. Right? That's what y'all do today.
I get it.
That is every.
And then it's a great James Adomian bit, but every Disney villain is gay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. You know, fine.
James Woods is Hades. He's like, get him out of here. I don't know.
He goes, like, even Ursula is just, like, the dyke bartender.
That's
so
shit.
Funny.
I heard a comic do the Poor Unfortunate Souls thing.
Yeah, that's James Adomian.
Yeah, him. And I was like, that's. Yeah, hey.
dude, Ryan Murphy is fucking. Okay, I love the cheesiness of Ryan Murphy shit.
I kinda
that OJ
too.
Show, all about it.
OJ was great. The OJ show was great.
Certain seasons of American Horror Story ate it up.
Sarah Paulson having a Jerry curl was making me laugh.
Like, Travolta cool. just fucking straight spray tan walking in there.
Ryan Murphy has
from Friends being like juice.
Please,
I was go on. Listen,
okay, Ryan Murphy has a show. Shannon, if you look it up, the show he has now with Rob Lowe.
Okay.
Where I think they're paramedics, has the funny, it is the most overdramatic fucking Ryan Murphy fucking shit. So it's, Shane, can you look up the guy who gets frozen in his, like, what do they call the machines you use to recover, but you it's, like, super cold inside?
Bert Kreischer?
Cryogenic machine.
Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
It's Ryan Murphy, then there's Rob Lowe, same guy who's been stuck in a cryogenic chamber.
Oh, you frozen in
the mud. This is so fucking over the top cheesy Ryan Murphy shit.
It still looks like he would fire me. He's got that.
And if you can find the video, it is so fucking fun.
Is this
made me laugh so fucking hard.
Is this not it?
He looks like
no, this is it.
Okay.
He looks like
time
Oh, wait. Is this somebody talking over it, though?
Oh, maybe.
He looks like an executive told he's just about to get meat food. Just like, oh, God.
Fox News face.
It's so over the top. Like, I love pure cheese.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that about you.
Mozzarella, brie, whatever it is.
We've been saying
fine
you need to cut down.
Vermont cheddar.
This is so housewife lady fucking shocking TV.
I love that.
Shannon, did you find it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find one where they're not talking.
What are the good horror story seasons?
Oh, the good one? For me, Freak Show.
Mm-hmm.
Coven. And then there's Coven 2, which is Apocalypse, really.
Okay.
I think those are the best ones. Yeah. Hotel's pretty good, but Freak Show is fucking perfect.
Cool.
And Coven rules if you want to watch older actresses cunt it up.
Oh, that's that sounds like a
Kathy
fun
time. Bates plays in Coven the famous New Orleans lady who had like all the torture shit in her attic for slaves.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is the best in one of them?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Because I've seen it on TV. I never really watched, but I go, oh, okay. Here's the thing.
Here's the clip. This dude, this just made me so happy. So he's been stuck in the chamber. His wife's been trying to melt the lock. Dude.
Fred? No pulse.
Oh my god.
He's starting compressions.
Cap, medical's here.
Oh
shit!
He's having chest pains.
Chronic chest pains. Yeah. He just broke his chest. He just caved his chest in from the front.
I love how the lady still had to put on the stethoscope and be like, I think that did. If it wasn't the freezing him, it was the Sub-Zero style chest compression.
That's crazy.
That'd be funny. At the end, they were just like, he's gone.
It made me, dude, the first time I saw that, I just didn't see it coming. And I obviously, it's kind of like a The Thing reference, but dude, when it went through, and then in the context of the show, that's the husband of the chick Rob Lowe is fucking.
Oh,
so now people are like, did he kill him?
He did it on purpose to fuck the
girl.
Oh,
dude, I fucking love it.
Awesome.
That is fucking TV.
That's TV writing. That's TV.
Shout out Ryan Murphy. Just no shame, and his shows are all the better for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That Menendez show.
Yeah, I just, like, that Menendez show, they just looked like they were going to fuck the whole time.
It was like, it was basically just about, like, two brothers with sexual tension, and, like, weirdly, he seemed to like the dad. Like, the way he's portrayed by Javier Bardem's like, you must have excellence. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, kind of, I was like, why is this guy the coolest character in the show? Isn't he like a pedophile? So
I liked Nathan Lane on the OJ one.
Yes. And he was also in the other one that he did. Fuck. Nathan Lane was in...
Was he in the Bill Clinton one?
Yes. Yes, he was in the Clinton one. So I was like, is this the Nathan Lane extended unit? I was like, is he the same guy? Like, what's going on here?
That Bill Clinton one was fucking banging.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
everybody was good at that.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Who played Bill?
Monica.
Oh, I can't remember. Shannon, can you look that up? He was really good.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. Soprano was Hillary, which is maybe the best.
Oh, character. Shit.
Yeah, that was
might
good.
Be, yeah.
Wait,
wow.
Was Lane
That's
in
Edie
the
Falco, right?
Lane was in the Menendez one, actually, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right? He was like the journalist who was like, and this is what happened next. And then he came into the room and shot them both in the chest. He was like a reporter for Vanity Fair or some shit. Shout out to Nathan Lane. He can
and
do
then
it all.
Monica Lewinsky in that one is... Jonah Hill's sister.
Okay.
Beanie.
Shorty. Yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, does she pull that off.
Yeah, that's a great casting.
And dude, you don't realize that Sarah Paulson is Linda Tripp like until three episodes in.
How about that?
It's a good show.
She's so fucking good.
Clive Owen played Bill Clinton.
Excuse me, Clive Owen.
I forgot that was Clive Owen. Yeah,
I can see him. Okay. All right. Yeah.
When you watch it, you're really just like, man, Linda Tripp's a cunt. You just fuck, and they
kinda,
show her.
Yeah.
They show her smoking in the house, like eating, watching John Goodman play her.
Oh wow!
On SNL,
that's so funny.
And just
she's fuming.
Oh boy, what was the fucking nickname she had? It was so fucking Gus.
Gus.
That's what everyone called her Gus growing up because she looked like this one NFL player named Gus. And she said her whole high school called her Gus.
Gus.
That's the funniest fucking
thing. Yeah, you go from Linda Tripp to Gus.
That is really.
What a mean thing
to call
a girl
Gus.
Hey, Gus.
I love Ryan Murphy. He made a woman the villain of that situation. Good for him.
There was a girl in high school we grew up with that we called Buffalo.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Why did she earn that name?
She was chubby, but she had strong features and curly hair that looked like
buffalo.
Like a buffalo.
Uh-huh.
That's
but
crazy.
I just remember people would drive by and shout out the window, Buffalo!
She asked people out to prom,
would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
And then I'm pretty sure somebody...
So mean.
Big old bitch.
Yeah, she was
big,
a big...
Big burly bitch.
And
Buffalo!
Some of the hood kids went through her.
Of course.
But that was around the same time I knew a kid that got a girl pregnant in what sounds like the most urban legend-y way.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to use Saran wrap as a condom.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's something you'd think would work too as a high schooler.
Yeah. Yep, Saran wrapped his dick.
Wow.
Fucking knocked her up and she had it.
Yeah, he was. Okay, so I guess he Saran wrapped everything but the hole.
No, I think he put Saran wrap. I don't think it worked. I think it doesn't work.
And how, like, that leaves so much.
Shannon, look that up. Can you Saran wrap your dick?
You can do it, but you got to cover the hole.
Of course.
But it's like when jizz comes into a Saran wrap, it's gonna leak out of there. It's
I don't know.
Saran wrap isn't airtight or anything. Like there's a reason.
The girl was.
You gotta hold it.
Does Saran wrap cannot be used as a condom? While some suggest using plastic wrap as a barrier for oral sex, it's not a safe or effective substitute for condoms or dental dams. Saran wrap is not designed for sexual activity and may not offer protection against sexually transmitted infections. I'm pretty sure in Studio 54 they just had rolls of Saran wrap in the rooms.
Yeah. And no one ever got AIDS there, so that's, it worked.
Hey, friends, when the downstairs just isn't cooperating, it's time for Hims. Hims provides men with access to affordable sexual health treatments so you can take charge of your sex life. The good people at Hims know that dealing with ED can be uncomfortable. That's why everything can be taken care of online from the comfort of your own home. They've got chewable tablets, Viagra, Cialis, and their generics for up to 95% less. However you want to treat this thing, Hims can help. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zoo. That's hims.com/ZOO for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/ZOO. The featured products include compounded products, which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
There's a few like urban little people using like stuff like rubber bands with a bag for condoms.
Oh my God.
I mean, obviously none of it.
Oh, rubber.
Yeah.
Have you ever used a dental dam?
No.
No, those aren't real, right? Who are those for?
I took a chance. I thank God all the girls I was fucking with was pretty clean.
It's also, wait, so dental dams for like
eating pussy.
Yeah,
you drape it up like what?
It's very silly, I think.
Patrice had a joke about it. You flip it's like a little napkin. You flip it out and you
it's like
you
a
put over a vagina in case she's poisoned.
So it's an
yeah. What's that for?
Wait, it's an inedible fruit roll up.
Now
Zach wants to use it.
Yeah. you gotta lay it flat. Yeah, you know.
I don't think I've ever even seen one.
I would never consider it. I mean, you know. That's just wild. Let me go grab some Saran wrap so I can use pussy.
I think anyone
what's the point
safely.
What is the point of that? Yeah. Like,
I mean, I think if a girl makes you wear a condom for a blowjob, she's a jerk.
Oh my Absolutely. God, yeah.
That's insane. And then I've had girls
trying
to pull.
It's completely transactional then.
Yeah, yeah. That's a hooker.
Yeah, yeah. You're a hooker. That's some on the point shit.
Yeah, spit it out.
There's absolutely no reason for that. All right, moving on.
That's so funny.
Man, 52. Dies with multiple blunt force injuries after suspected animal attack in enclosure at South Carolina Zoo. Tell us about it, Shannon.
Was he fucking with the gorillas?
He was like, I'll be the first of the 100.
So he was found in an enclosure where wallabies and kangaroos were.
Okay.
Got kangaroo caught.
Yeah, and so it says that it...
Wallabied
up.
He got... Kangaroo jacked.
That was, you know what? I feel like you weren't going to stick the landing on it, and it was good.
I didn't think I would either, but it came out.
So authorities said that there are a number of animals at the incident location, and all the animals were accounted for and contained, so there's no risk to the community, but it also said that on the police statement that it was involving a non-domesticated animal and an adult relative. So what they think happened is that the kangaroo beat him up.
Yeah, and then nobody snitched because, you know, it's the enclosure.
But
it's zoo rules.
Wouldn't that also be like the perfect cover? Like if you beat somebody to death and you just put them in a kangaroo enclosure and just be like,
they just wore giant shoes. It would be. I would think you would pick an animal that would eat them, though. Mm. So to make them less... autopsiable.
Right.
That's not a word. I'm very ignorant.
You want to talk about animal attacks? I saw this shark attack, man. Some little white boy, 20 years old in Mexico. They pulled him out of the water. It was just his head.
No way.
And his skeleton.
Shannon, if you could find this.
It was the wildest. They pulled him out. When you saw him pull him out, you saw his head. But then everything else was just bones. Wow. I was like, oh my God.
It's like how we eat fish.
Oh, yeah. Ironically. Yeah, that's how they fish scaled his ass. It was bad. It was very bad.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, this up the Zach Amico alley, man. This shit looked gruesome.
I remember piranha attacks on Rotten.com.
Yeah.
Kids.
Oh, Rotten.com.
And those would be like almost cartoonish.
You'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah, some shark attack out in Mexico. He was trying to save somebody and the shark got him. And they had Adam for a little while. And then when they pulled him out, he was head and bones.
Jesus.
It was wild. I said, that is... Woo, it was chilling. But I was like, yeah, you get a kick out of that because
it's
an animal.
And if you find it. In the meantime, did you find that? Sorry, I got distracted for a second.
No, not yet.
I think I saw it on X. It was on Twitter X or whatever.
Thank you, Elon, the algorithm.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say you would want to pick like a lion or
bear.
Maybe, bear. Bears, something that's going to fucking rip it up.
Fuck them up, yeah. Sharks don't actually attack that much, though, right? Aren't there, like, not that many shark attacks?
These motherfuckers must have been on cocaine or something.
Yeah, I think the only thing that looks at us and sees food is polar bears.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, but they're
polar
so,
bears,
bro. So cute, though.
Nah. They nah, man. They ain't fucking popping open a bottle of Coke, buddy.
I could win them over.
Because it's not enough of them. They're going extinct. So these motherfuckers are just hungry.
Right.
So they'll eat. But yeah, when they see a human, they actually... I want whatever's in that.
That's
yeah.
so sad. They're so cute.
Yeah, man. Nah, it ain't no Coca-Cola commercial.
God fucked up by making bears so dangerous.
You know what? Maybe I would go hippopotamus.
I heard hippos dangerous too.
Really?
I bet that would fuck you up.
Yeah, well, that was my ex-wife for sure.
And I heard hippos, they brutal, bro.
Even when people used to fight kangaroos at like carnivals and shit.
The boxing, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well,
is that where that trope comes from? They used to fight kangaroos.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you can't put them down because they got the tail.
The tail to keep pushing them up, right?
Oh wow!
So they would be, and they got little heads, so just giant brolic old timey men.
And they just
were knocking them the fuck out.
That's so funny.
But they when they're knocked out, they stay standing because
the
tail's huge.
I didn't hear no bell.
And they said they would just be out on their feet and then wake up and then remember they have feet and they would just go back on the tail and they had, because I think they had a declaw for the boxing.
Oh yeah.
Because they would gut you.
Right.
Damn, dude. Why did we box kangaroos? Because it's hilarious.
It is very funny. That's what,
and they're a funny, I don't know.
They are a Looney Tunes.
They're a funny animal to see in shorts.
They kind of are,
and
yeah.
And they have little arms, and when you put boxing gloves on that's funny.
You know
that's
what? Never mind.
That's entertaining.
It would be like watching a Tyrannosaurus Rex in gloves and shorts.
That's all.
They're a funny animal to see in clothes.
And then to fall back on their tail and then come back.
Yeah, they're bouncy.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a Looney
Tunes. They kind of have a natural rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
the way black guys box, like they're always on the front of their feet.
Right. Damn, dude. Actually, you know what? The cruelty to funniness ratio. Yeah, I'm going. That's
Shannon,
that's
did you
funny.
Find this shark attack?
I didn't. I mean, what I found. Oh, no.
Maybe they took it off.
So I can tell you what I did find. I found a video of a shark attacking someone. I also have a video of, in Mexico, a dog carrying around a decapitated head.
I want both of those.
Okay.
Wow.
So here's the shark attack.
Yeah, I think I saw this one. He didn't make it. I don't think money made it.
Oof, I don't think he did either, buddy.
That's Jaws. That's all. That's the blood coming out the way. That's whole Jaws, bro.
Oh, no.
Nah, yeah, he done.
Oh, when your feet come out?
Yeah. Oh, maybe he made it. Swim, Nick, swim. God, I hate when they...
Oh, my God.
And nobody gonna come get... Oh, shit. No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Throw the motherfucker a life raft.
Oh.
You know what it is.
Oh my God.
Dude, if you throw that motherfucker a life raft, that's a fucking a fucking dinner mint for
you
the
put
shark.
Him a heat lamp. You put him under a heat lamp. Yeah, I get it. That's
fuck that.
Yeah, you just kinda
You might as well just throw the shark
at a plate.
A mint and a napkin and a toothpick.
Yeah, no life raft.
And a bill.
I'll never wear a life jacket again. That's what Quinn said. Remember that on Jaws?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, God damn. Yeah, he was like, when he was about to get rescued from the USS Indianapolis, he said everybody got eaten around him. And he was like, that's when I was the most afraid when the plane came down. Because he was like, I thought it was my turn. I'll never wear a life raft again. That story he told on the boat was, fuck, that monologue was great. But anyway, I'm sorry.
No. If anyone likes movie references, you got the guy.
Especially Jaws.
Yeah, that monologue was chilling. When I was a kid, I was like, I wouldn't want to experience that.
And do you want to see the dog with the decapitated head?
Yeah, let me see this dog.
Sharks is scary.
Scary neighborhood, too.
Yeah. This is Mexico, right?
Yeah. The other one was Egypt.
Oh, look at that car. Yeah, they in Mexico.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh, by the way, this is the best day ever for this dog.
Oh, he going to chow down. Yeah.
Yeah, he got some
head. That's somebody's head. Oh, my God.
That's una cabeza.
He said una cabeza. The head down. Oh, no. That's nuts.
That's so...
That's
fucking scary. That's like Tortuga Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's somebody's head, dog.
That is one of my favorite Breaking Bad things that they brought in Danny Trejo.
They put his head on a turtle, right?
Yeah. But to be, these Mexicans are so scary.
Right.
They killed Danny Trejo immediately.
I never thought about that.
He's making an episode.
That's very funny.
The goofy Santa Maria brothers, right? The ones that would pray to the devil and then go kill you. The two ball-headed motherfuckers.
Hector.
The Salamancos.
Yes.
And
Tuco.
I actually just found out the cousins, only one was an actor.
Oh, really?
The other was a tattoo artist, and he came into audition. They were going to cast two different actors and make them shave their heads.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh, I like tattoos. Oh, my twin brother did it yesterday. They went, you have a twin brother?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And they're like, yeah. He goes, this is an actor. And they went, that's fine.
He didn't need to talk. He just needed to kill.
They're like, 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah,
and they said they came in together, and they just literally looked at like the rest of the stack and were like, nope.
That's amazing. That's so funny. Yeah.
Because they were scary. They were terrifying.
They were very scary.
Yeah. Oh, dragging the pickaxes? Yeah.
Yeah, it was nuts. I was like, yeah, that was great. This is a great show.
Did you like Breaking Bad better or Better Call Saul?
I didn't finish Saul, but Breaking Bad was just so great. I was glued to that TV.
I'm a Saul head for myself.
I think...
But I heard Better Call Saul is just as great.
So, it's excellent.
It gets better as it goes. The last season was the best season, I think.
I like the end of Saul better than the end of Breaking Bad. It's more satisfying, but not in a, give the audience what they want way.
Okay.
This is a logical conclusion to this.
Yeah.
All right. In a satisfying way.
It was practical.
It's where the character was supposed to go, and it's.
Because all I got to was he was working at Cinnabon, and his brother was allergic to electric or some shit
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is a real thing people claim to have.
Yeah. That's as far as I think I got on it.
Yeah.
That was like the first season, right?
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
Season one's a little slow, but it gets better and better.
Right, I'll go back.
My thing with Breaking Bad is I think that it peaks with the Gus versus Walt thing.
Yes.
And then after that, it's still good, but
then they're always trying to find a new big bad.
Yeah.
And that lady never really does it for me.
No, yeah.
The same way Gus did.
Gus was it should have ended with Walt versus Gus, and then if they had cut it right there with his face half off, it would have been one of the greatest shows ever. But then the last season's still good. I just think it's better.
I loved Ozymandias, that episode.
That was good too, but then the actual finale was I don't know. I think the Saul finale is just a more
I get it. But yeah,
the movie sucked though.
Oh, the El Camino. I didn't even watch it. Well, El Camino, and everyone's you don't have to.
Had no need for it.
Because, first of all, Cranston wasn't in it. And then,
he was in flashbacks, I think.
Him driving away. And I was like, well, we got to conclude the Jesse story. But, yeah, man, I'd like the whole... Breaking Bad was just great for me. Because, when he had to save Jesse, I thought that was the craziest shit I ever saw in my fucking life.
I need to rewatch it.
I was like, this dude is really a genius. I was like, he went to that diner, got that weird-ass patent for that gun in the trunk, and then he went and got him, and he get down, and shot him. I was like, great. Lost all the money.
I just feel like they were in a rush because of how quickly Aaron Paul was aging.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
It's the same as, the guy that's from Tokyo Drift in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, him. That guy.
He got... way too old, way too quick, because there's also the break in the timeline where Tokyo Drift is supposed to be further in the timeline.
That's right.
And he's in high school in that.
Yeah.
So now they're like, hey, the whiz kid over here, and he's like a 45-year-old balding man.
Ooh. Yeah, that's so fun.
Hey, the whiz kid on tech.
My favorite is Walt in Lost. They had to just manufacture he has to get off the island because he's special, but in reality it was just because it was like... 1 month at 1 month of time in the show, but it was 2 years.
Yeah.
And he was like, Dad, I'm nine.
Yeah, it's funny.
Dude, somebody brought something that made me really laugh about fucking Fast. I love Fast and Furious, but somebody's talking about them going to space, and they're like, didn't these guys, weren't they DVD player thieves?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the height of their crime?
That's so,
And then they go to jail, and now they can hack NASA?
Yeah, Rome was, that whole thing. And then Ludacris was just a mechanic, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And I was with an Asian girlfriend, that's what I remember. And they was in space.
Yeah,
they was in whole space. And they got took from, they caught them and got them back. I said, this shit is not, this movie is great.
I do love the retcon. I love... when they show a scene from one of the old ones and then just pan and show that there's been another character the whole time, like they did with Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
It's so fucking
funny. There's
just
been a guy there the whole time.
There's been a guy
there the whole time.
He's been just out of the shot.
Right.
Is a hilarious way to recruit people into it.
The guy who's been there the whole time. What? You didn't notice me in five movies?
Oh, man, that's crazy. Fuck it.
My favorite was I saw Fast and Furious. I think it was Fast 5 or Fast 6. I think it was Furious 7. The one with Charlize Theron. I saw it in the...
She caught John Cena out the sky in the car. Yeah. I said, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I saw it in those rumble seats, you know, those ones that move.
Oh, yeah, and the 4DX.
It was really fun with, like, the driving and stuff, but... There was one scene where Charlize Theron's like hacking in, and she's like, "I'm in," and the seat moved, like just to see, just to see if I could hack into the mainframe.
Yeah. That's silly, but no, I love the Fast and Furious because they're ridiculous.
I know. I'm gonna watch every single. I mean, they outran
that
left,
submarine right? in where it was under the snow. Yeah, that shit was crazy. Yeah,
it's a bummer that Vin Diesel and The Rock, I guess, hate each other because the ones with The Rock are the best ones. I think
that fight scene was nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a big John Cena guy.
He's
John
good
Cena
too.
Really well.
John Cena is kind of great. Like, so Fast and Furious, great. Peacemaker, great.
Great,
yeah.
When he's the drug dealer in that Amy Poehler, Tina Fey movie, great. And then I'm going to go as far as to say, what was the other thing? Oh, Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, yeah, he was great in that.
Was fucking funny as shit.
Yeah. No, he's really, like, versatile. He can, like, do a lot of things, which is really impressive.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot.
He went on Inside the NBA. That was fun.
All right, so we got a little game we're going to play. We're going to look at some mugshots of ladies, and it's going to be a double game. A, we're going to guess what their crime was. B, we're going to rank them.
Okay.
All right.
I like it. I like this game.
Yeah. So let's look at some evil bitches and see what they did.
Here's I'm already attracted to them.
Jesus.
Are these mugshouties?
AOC, why?
Not all of them.
Not all of them are mug. Okay, this.
All right. I'll give her eight. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll pick which one is the prettiest.
Yeah.
Let's do crime first. I'm going to go, this is high-end shoplifting.
I was going to say petty theft. Petty theft. Or maybe some scammer shit.
Robbie?
Scammer sounds right to me, I think.
Maybe drugging dudes and taking their shit. She doesn't look worn out though.
She seems like a klepto kind of
something stealing. Nonviolent crime.
The eyes like a nonviolent. The eyes don't seem sociopath to me, so I don't think it's that crazy.
Shannon,
hold on. Can you just click away for 1 second? I just want to make sure I don't reveal any of the other ones. Okay, here. This is her. This is Mug Shorties. This is what she did. Possession of a machine gun.
Damn.
Possession of a firearm silencer. Possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute.
Wow. Okay, so she got arrested for having a drug dealer boyfriend.
Cartel queen.
Yeah. She was the J-Lo to some ditty.
Cartel queen. Yeah.
Okay.
Trap queen.
She had automatic weapons in her possession. Okay. All right. Wow.
There's another that comes up on my feed sometimes. It's girls doing... like dating videos from jail, and they can only give their number, and like they can't say why they're in jail, but it'll be pictures and then like one video of them on like the prison computer, being like, "I'm out in 26 months, so I'm looking to start a relationship." It's pretty bad, and then so them trying months. To take ass shots on the prison computer.
That's so
funny. They're like kneeling on the desk chair.
So they tooting it up on the desk chair. That's so great. Go prison. Go girl jail.
Yeah, that's more so girl jail. I don't think guys can't do that.
Remember Orange and New Black? That used to be a fun show.
When they was just fucking and
being goofy and fighting each other a little bit. Yeah, it was great. Girl jail was great.
Do you know any girls that have done time?
I wish. I don't know any chicks that did time.
I know a chick. She got arrested for DV, which is impressive.
DV.
Domestic violence?
Domestic violence.
She was beating somebody up.
She got arrested for hitting her dude.
Okay.
Shit.
Now, what had happened was, and by the way, this story reeks of a Zach Amico story.
Okay.
She got in a fight with her dude in their trailer.
Okay.
And he had lobster hands. He was born deformed, so he had flippers.
Oh, my God.
So when the cops came, and he was beating her up, and she fought back when the cops came, they said he's disabled. Obviously, she's hitting him.
Ugh.
So she went to jail for DV.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's
and
that
she told me that
silly.
When they were late at night, a bunch of the girls would meet up, and they would all lay in a circle and masturbate and count how many times they had orgasms, and it was a game they would play to go to sleep at night where they would all, like, try and break the record.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
A circle flick.
Yeah, circle flick. Yeah, but all just each on themselves.
Wow.
And they would all, like, almost like the people, the way people lay in a field in a, yeah, in a movie. Yeah, yeah. Like, all head to head, the way no one's ever hung out ever. When all, you know when you and all your friends just touch the top of your heads in a circle?
and then flick the bean in a circle. Yeah. That's wild.
Looking at the stars.
She said that was like a big swat. Well, you had to get invited, I think.
Wow.
I think it was invitation only.
How do I get? Can I get invited?
You got to be a bitch and fuck up real bad.
Yeah, I guess so. That's crazy, though. Girls love just getting together, I guess.
Girls love getting together.
Girls love
I'd assume
just
that's
get
what
together.
Most of Girl Jail is. I mean, that Lady Bird show, A, was so funny. And then, yeah, it seemed like they were all just dyking up.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Oh, yeah. When they was, they would take the handle of a screwdriver and tape it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I guess shit is crazy.
It's easier for women to go gay than guys, I think. So jail's probably a nice little treat.
Yeah, because it doesn't hurt for them to go gay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not the worst thing ever if it happens.
Right.
It's at best an inconvenience to your day. I ate pussy against my will. I could get over that in 10 minutes.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was so traumatizing. Smell, was I hope right. I hope she doesn't do it again.
It had no crumbs in it.
I at best need a beer and an Altoid.
Yeah, right.
And I'm over it. I'm over it.
It's probably the most flavorful.
Give me a wash rag.
It's the most flavorful thing you'll taste in prison, probably.
Oh, man, yeah. They don't season the food, but good for her.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
Good for her. I had to eat a pussy.
I haven't had seafood
crazy.
In a while.
I'm a little nauseated, but I'll be all right.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's see. Let's see our next lady.
Okay.
Very pretty.
Okay. That.
She's got crazy eyes.
Yeah, that's a 1,000-yard stare.
She
right
actually
there.
Has AOC eyes, kind of. I said the last girl was AOC, but.
I'd say that one is assault with a deadly weapon.
I'm going to say that's a DV. Yeah, mm-hmm. Honestly. It might
it
be on
like
the mind.
She, it looked like she did some kind of assault. Yeah. She got that. Yeah.
She might have run someone over with her car.
The lip, nose, eye, eyebrow ratio lets me know she's not to be fucked with. It just looked like she ain't fucking around.
Yeah, she looks like she's staring down the cop taking the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like,
I'm right, a little mesmerized.
What did she do?
Yeah, she kind of's like, you want
to
do this?
Home invasion, burglary, 2 counts of assault, 2 counts of criminal mischief, terroristic threats, and resisting arrest. So
terroristic
she,
threats?
She was an off-duty cop. She broke into her ex-boyfriend's house, went on a violent rampage before threatening to burn the house down with the ex and the ex's new girlfriend in the house.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was a cop. That's even scarier.
Wow, yeah.
1,000-yard stare. Yeah, she's a...
Oh, she had a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. That she people she arrested must know, like, man, I'm glad I didn't fuck around on that one.
Yeah, good God.
All right, so like, I would still say first girl's number one.
First girl's still bad.
But yeah, let's see.
Shorty's still bad.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know this one. I know her. She gave, she let her kid fucking,
Yeah, she gave her kid a gun, right?
Or she gave him ammo, because she was like, if you babysit, I'll give you ammo for your gun. And his kid had already given violent threats to some school shooting or something like that.
Yeah, I
so she accomplished to something terrible going on.
Yeah. All right. I think, abating a minor or something.
She knew the kid was going to shoot up a school and, like, gave him ammo.
He specifically said, I want to shoot up the school, and she gave him
because she needed a babysitter.
Did we get that right, Shannon?
Money laundering, too?
Yeah, so it was, he actually, they found it. So he ended up telling his grandmother that he had all this stuff. Here's what happened. He was playing with a bullet, like a live bullet, and he was trying to, like, hit it with a hammer. So the grandmother's like, what the hell are you doing and where'd you get the bullet from? He's like, oh, mommy, like, gives me this stuff whenever I babysit. And so he actually had, they found an IED in his room, like a makeshift IED, a mortar-style firework wrapped in duct tape, along with a rifle, magazines loaded with a live rifle, pistol, and ammo. And all of that came from the mother.
Jesus. Wow. Can we bring her up again, though? Because now, let's be honest.
Now we got to look at it. Yeah. Wow.
I mean.
How'd she come up on all?
I mean, this is a chick that fucks you for Wendy's.
Yeah, just the nuggets.
Yeah, this is a fun girl.
Oh, yeah. Look at the teardrops and the fucking 1992 thing and the hair. And
this is a girl that goes live on Instagram at 7:30 in the morning, dancing still from the night before.
Yeah, she hasn't
with, like, three of her friends.
Oh, well, yeah.
And they're each taking bathroom breaks pretty frequently.
Yeah, she's pretty raw.
This is... Okay, I'm putting it personal number two, but I understand that the other lady is probably more accessible to regular humans.
I'm putting her third.
Yeah, I completely get why. I like that look.
No, she's number two to me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Before the cop, yeah.
Yeah, I well, you know what? I respect that.
Yeah, before the cop, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're going on
little
that.
Mexican shorty could probably have it.
Because, I watch, I've been...
Are they all Latino? Yeah.
I don't think. Maybe.
This first girl looks like Israeli or something.
Something.
Yeah. She was accused of selling things. Yeah. So.
Before the cops. So I've been into... second, yeah.
Have you ever watched on YouTube, like, Mexican moms try?
No.
It'll be like, they bring in a bunch of, like, sometimes it'll be like Cholas try.
Okay.
But it'll be like Mexican moms. And they're all, like, you know, like 23. Mm-hmm. So they have, like, 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
And there's a lady on that that's like super trolling out with the tattooed on makeup and shit.
Uh-huh.
And she's got years on her. Uh-huh. And I just think like that lady's a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
She vibes.
Yeah.
I like watching people try things. I like watching different races try things and then having confidence. Like it'd be like black dads try each other's barbecue.
Uh huh.
And then I only recently, and Derek, maybe you can fill me in, found out that, black spaghetti?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Well, my grandma used to put whole burgers in the fucking, as the meatball, it'd be a patty. It was like, what the fuck? Yeah, black spaghetti might be, because black people do spaghetti different. We put all kinds of meats that shouldn't be in spaghetti.
It was black spaghetti versus Italian spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
So it was white people being confused, and then black people... being like looking at like fresh herbs and greens and being like, where the onion powder?
Where the onion powder?
Oh my God.
God.
That's so funny.
Put some Larry's on this goddamn.
Dude, spaghetti. I swear to God, one girl goes, this needs, it's got fresh green. It's so nice. And she goes, this needs some Lowry's or something.
Lowry's is great, nigga. You need
Lowry's. I'm not saying it's not.
I should have put some Lowry's on the chicken I just made for Mother's Day. It was a good chicken, but if I put some Lowry's on it.
You know what I've been fucking with? Slap Your Mama, the Cajun seasoning.
Yeah.
That's good as
seasonings
fuck.
Seasonings is good, man. I love a I good like seasoning.
What got me into it? I had a fucking Bloody Mary in Louisiana, and they put the Slap Your Mama on a rim, and it had fried okra on top.
How about that?
Fucking good.
That sounds amazing.
Church's chicken cocktail. Fried okra.
Man, yeah.
Only Church's sold okra. I never, there was no other okra option. You had to go to Church's chicken to get the fried okra on the side. That's pretty wild.
I don't know if
okra should be more available.
Okra's gross if it ain't fried. Okra's gross if it ain't fried.
It's pretty good in like a tomato
up.
Sauce.
Yeah.
It's like an Afghan thing.
Okra. Blech. But no, if it's fried, yeah, I'll fuck with it.
All right, I think we have three more girls to judge.
I'm hype.
We do. Here's the first one.
Excellent.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. She's.
Oh, God. Mental health. She cut somebody.
Guilty of stealing my heart.
Yeah, she could. Yeah, she's a vile. Look at them lips and that. Eyebrows
she's
and
trying to
eyelashes.
Seduce. She's trying to seduce her way out of this.
I'm kind of like, she's hypnotizing a little bit. What's her thing?
Look at her.
Why she be trans?
Dude, this is a girl. This is a girl in a green room that just told you she's moving to Austin.
Oh, yeah.
This is.
I love Kill Tony.
This is a girl who's been doing comedy for 8 months and is moving to Austin and is telling you against your will.
Right.
She do comedy in a midriff. She do comedy with a belly out.
Because that's just where the great green room hangs happen. Yeah. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, she's. Yeah. That's
what is that?
That's a crazy lady.
She's crazy. But my word.
But yes, beautiful.
Yeah, my word.
Would.
And then what do we think the crime was?
Oh, shit.
Slashing some tires.
She looked like she did something.
Some sort of BPD's thing.
I want to say...
aggravated stalking.
Ooh, I like that. That's pretty good.
Stalking and possession of a weapon.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Everybody put their guesses in?
Yeah.
Okay. So, battery, she found her boyfriend in bed
with
her friend.
Yeah, there we go.
That's not her fault. I feel like that's not a terrible thing.
It happens.
No, yeah. She could replace my battery.
She's love. That's love. That's her love language.
She's guilty of loving too much.
Love language, yeah. She love hard.
That's just a Carrie Underwood song.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Did she beat up the guy or the girl? Because if she beat up the girl, that's kind of shitty. But if she hit the dude for cheating on her, I get it.
She probably hit them both.
Yeah, of course.
But it's in bed, her boyfriend in bed with her friend.
Oh, shit.
Oh, with her friend. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, then of course. Very pretty, though.
Very pretty.
She had the mugshot like, I didn't do fucking anything wrong.
Oh, wow. Blonde bombshell.
Seems like meth, though. She has,
really?
She has like drug skin, I think.
Drug skin? Hold on. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Maybe in the cheeks. Yeah.
I don't know. I know. She looks pretty. That hair is very healthy for a drug addict.
She stole something.
You think she stole something?
Yeah, she stole something.
I think that makes sense. I don't know if this is a fine. This could be a murderer.
She could be a whole murderer, but from the look of it, she did some like high end stealing, maybe. White collar crime. White collar crime. Something
jewelry
like
store?
A blonde.
Jewelry store, yeah.
She stole some jewelry, something. I don't know.
Insider trading.
I'm going to go check forgery.
Wow.
Ooh.
She might have looked like she might have did some signatures.
Yeah. Okay. Something money related.
She might have copied some signatures.
So she's 18, possession of controlled substance class C, driving under the influence, causing serious injury with dangerous driving.
What was the, does anyone know what the?
The controlled substance? I don't know.
You said meth, right?
I thought meth.
Could have been. That could be a coke bitch
speed.
Too,
yeah, maybe
she
it was coke.
She looked cokey.
Yeah. It's like.
She looked more cokey.
She looks hella dehydrated.
I still put her at number two in this round, though.
I would agree with that. I'm going to put her at number
pretty,
two, yeah.
But that other girl, she looks like she could ruin your life.
Yeah, number one, really. Yeah, we peaked with number one.
This is the next one.
Ooh. Mm.
She did up. She dolled up, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like her. Yeah, that's a pretty girl.
She came from a party or a club or something.
Hair you think little, it's a drunk driving?
Hair a little disheveled, but she had a scratch on her. So she cooking a little bit.
I'm saying striking glare.
You're saying murder.
She cut somebody in the right spot and bled them out.
I'm going, you know what? I see murder in her eyes, too.
Murder.
I'm going murder. Rob?
I think it's something to do with a party or a dance club. So I think she might have, like, maybe
Drug somebody,
in the back or something like that.
Or
a
fight at a party, maybe?
It could be
I think she'd be more fucked up looking.
I think, no, nah, people
Unless
fought
she's a
over.
Great fighter.
Somebody maybe fought over.
Okay.
But she's, I think murder.
She right, looks
like she
killed
somebody. I don't give a fuck. She looks like she's like a baby, maybe, I don't know, something.
So it's a possession of a firearm and gang enhancement.
So that means
that she's part of a gang, and so they bumped up her charge of possession of a firearm.
So I would say, again, girlfriend of gang member.
Yeah.
Perfect. High-end gang girlfriend. All right. I'm putting her at two on this round.
Me too.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She is very pretty.
I put her number one.
Number one.
Yeah, you know
Shorty
what?
With the eyes. Shorty and then the blonde chick third.
I agree. She's prettier than...
Something about the sex. She got something to her, man. I don't know.
Three is prettier, but two about...
Two is something. She got
the X factor.
Yeah. The
sex factor.
Yeah.
Two looks like... She would do shit to you without you having to ask.
Yeah. Three seems like she's like a cold fish in bed. Like she like kind of like.
Nah, two looked like a. Was it an orgasm induced aneurysm? That was what Family Guy the other day. She'll fuck the shit out of you, dog. Like the second one looked like. She'll take your soul on some Shang Tsung shit. Nah.
Yeah, she'll take your soul out your butthole with her tongue.
Something about the second girl looks. Nuts.
Devious.
Yeah.
Devious.
Third girl will give you the child's pose and that's it.
Nah. Number two got something going.
Yeah. Two will do crazy things. She'll do whatever.
All right. Well, that was fun. Thank you guys for playing.
That was great. I like that game a lot.
That's a good game.
Thank you. That was Shannon's idea. So thank you so much, Shannon.
Great job, Shannon.
All right.
Shannon?
We've been doing a lot of Diddy stuff, and I apologize, but extra more came out today.
Cass has been up there, first day of his trial,
right?
It's first week.
Okay.
So Cassie apparently had to leave the stand because they were reading her text.
She had a spot at New York Comedy Club.
I'll be there tonight. I'll be reading her text and trying to say that she was a willing participant.
Okay.
Because she was sexting. And I guess her kids are there.
Oof.
And she asked for a break because she broke down. However.
Yeah.
There's a new allegation, and I don't like when these happen because I feel like it's trying to add insult to injury.
Okay.
And it makes the claim less credible.
All right. Because
they're claiming Diddy has a quote-unquote Tootsie Roll-sized penis.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that. I heard that.
Which there's nothing wrong with having a small penis.
Wait, wait, wait. But a Tootsie Roll? You ever seen a Tootsie Roll?
I have.
A bad existence, man. I mean, shit.
It would make sense, though.
It would make sense these why you're acting like that.
These crazy sex perverts all have fucked up dicks. Like Harvey had like a nothing dick, right?
Yeah, but that's also, it just seems, when you say that, I feel like, I think he raped me is fine. I don't think we then also need Annie has a little dick.
Yeah.
Because it makes it seem vitriolic. That,
yeah.
And like,
that's insult to injury, right?
It,
yeah.
It makes me doubt the original thing.
And I think people already want to hate people with small penises for no reason. So they're just like, well, they're probably a rapist, you know?
Oh, man, that's fucked. Yeah, but.
If you get raped by a Tootsie Roll sized penis, yeah, like,
there's no blood.
What did
there's
he
no
do?
Rip.
Yeah, right.
What did he really do?
Mm hmm.
Kind of poked you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you sat in the middle of a bench.
Right.
Yeah, you got poked.
How
yeah,
many li- how many licks does it take to get the center of that thing?
A one, a two,
a three.
Ow, you bit my dick.
Yeah, nah, that's wild. Nah, I heard it. I heard the Tootsie Roll thing.
All right, fucked up. Shannon, what do we got about it?
So we don't know who this
I have a Jelly Roll sized penis.
Good for you, man.
Thanks, man. It's very inconvenient.
So she hasn't identified herself. She's going as Jane Doe. The claims are that this happened in May of 2001. She said that they hung out a few times without incident in his Manhattan recording studio. Things went south the fourth time that they hung out. She claims after a night out at the club, Diddy took her back to his apartment, leading her to his bedroom where he locked the door and pushed her down onto a bed on her back, placing his hand around her throat and telling her, "I'm going to suck the life out of you." The woman then claims to
all right,
be-
up till now, this is just seduction.
Sound like a Cinemax theme.
Yeah.
All right.
The woman claims Diddy released his grip on her neck and then held her arm down, using his other hand to unbuckle his belt and pants before, quote, pulling out his erect, bare-skinned penis, which appeared to be the length and girth of a large Tootsie Roll.
Wait, a large? How large is a large Tootsie Roll?
What's a large Tootsie Roll?
Bare-skinned penis? You mean just his penis?
Yeah. Bare skin.
Wait a minute,
penis.
He peeled it back.
Yeah,
it was a Sean John sweatsuit on his head. I don't understand these. What
is that? Like
man.
A bearskin rug?
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't. That's
it's got
wild.
Claws. Wait, does she mean the like?
She meant to say black skin penis.
Yeah, bring up large Tootsie because I was thinking the minis.
Yeah, the little the coming Halloween bag.
Are there
those?
Are,
oh, those are minis.
Those the long Tootsie Rolls.
Aren't those minis though?
Yeah.
That's a Tootsie Roll.
That makes more sense. That makes
thin?
A lot more
so
sense.
It's thin.
It's a thin 6-incher. It seems like.
You know what? That makes way more sense because I was thinking of the Halloween minis.
Yeah. All right. So me too. Okay. Then that's actually a good, accurate descriptor. That doesn't. Yeah,
that one's huge.
I'll take that. I fucking.
Shannon's like, what's it getting into later?
That's not bad.
Shannon, is that good for you right here?
I mean, that seems pretty normal. I mean, it's a little on the thin side, but it's still pretty normal.
I mean, holding him,
I feel like that's extra big.
I don't know.
Or that's a
it
very little
giant.
Hand.
No, that's giant. Giant. Look at the giant Tootsie Roll. Let's go to them.
Yeah.
Go to giant, and then we'll.
That's the big one.
All right.
Oh, and these are two.
It's not the size of the Tootsie
two
Roll.
King
it's
size.
The
that's
of
weird.
The,
like
of the roll.
That I feel like is the regular one. Yeah, long and thin.
That's poop.
That's just a dude.
That is a loaf of shit. That's right there.
That's just poop.
That's some shit off South Park. That's wild. That's fucking silly, man.
Well, come on.
Is it that? The Tootsie Roll?
It's pretty giant.
I don't.
I made the world's largest Tootsie Roll. That's just shit. Like,
wait. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I thought. The two top ones.
Yeah, that's so you
that's
think
what
two
everyone,
tops.
Because those are the most common.
I think she was saying.
She said large Tootsie Roll.
The second to last one.
Yeah.
So, but then in comparison to a regular Tootsie Roll, that's like the length of like three Tootsie Rolls. That's not big.
That's not big at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, to some of us it is. some of us would be very happy.
No, that's crazy.
Some women would say that's average.
Oh, man, good. Well,
I'm just thinking of the poor little vanilla Tootsie Roll, those shitty vanilla Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, man, yeah.
In the blue paper?
Yeah, in the blue paper. Yeah. And there was the yellow, it was yellow, orange, and blue. They were terrible. Terrible candy.
They still make like different.
I'm sure they do. By the way, mention of duty. We do. We talk when we talk about poop on the show. It's our segment. How's your duty? A fan sent me a product to try.
Mm-hmm.
An idea. I bought it on Amazon. Absolutely love it. I cannot remember the brand name, but so we were talking about flushable wipes and how you're not supposed to flush them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some people say it's an urban legend. Some people say that they've had to get their septic dug up after years of people using wipes. This guy sent me, it's a spray you can get on Amazon where you basically fold over the toilet paper twice and you spray it and it turns it into a wet wipe that you can flush.
Hmm. Oh, I like that.
And I will say, you do like first three or four wipes maintenance, then for the end of the job,
leave something fresh. Yeah,
you get, and it's got soothing peppermint.
Ooh, all right.
Which I will say, had buffalo chicken pizza the other night. Really needed it.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
Oh, man, yeah,
that's taxes, bro. Buffalo chicken pizza. It's buffalo chicken already on top of cheese and bread and sauce. Oh,
so
wow.
Good.
I made that
so,
thing.
It's so good.
I realized I like buffalo chicken pizza if I'm getting a slice of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I made the mistake of getting a
whole
half
pie.
No. I got half. I got my chick half regular and half buffalo chicken for me. And I was like, that is a single item slice.
That's taxes. That's ass tax right there. You don't pay taxes on that.
That's ass.
But yeah, so
ass tax.
For that's what I should have done is I should have gotten a slice of that, and then they do a chicken Caesar salad slice.
Jeez,
and I feel like that would have cooled the first one, and I could have went back and forth.
Is this Bravo Pizza?
No, it's in Bay Ridge.
Okay. Oh. Aren't you in Bay Ridge?
Well, you got to sweep before you mop. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's the move, I think.
Yeah.
And because if you've ever, you know, stayed at a Hispanic person's house and you can't even flush the regular toilet paper, Hispanic people have notoriously bad water pressure.
Yeah.
my fucking family that lived in North Bergen, they would literally, like, they would go, oh, if you're going to use the toilet downstairs, you can't flush the paper. And I go, what do I do with it? Like, throw it in the garbage. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, that's...
So that side of the family came to visit my family in Secaucus.
That's crazy.
And as there was my uncle's cousin, and they're all Cuban. So he's like, hey, can I use the bathroom before we leave? And I go, yeah. They left, and my aunt goes into the bathroom and starts fucking screaming. He took a shit and he took all the sheet toilet paper and put it in a plastic bag and just tied it and left it in the garbage can.
Oh, no.
And my aunt's like, what the fuck is this?
Ew.
And my uncle is like, they don't flush toilet paper in the house. They don't know. They don't know that we have water pressure that we can actually flush
it. It's cultural differences, man. I'm glad I live in America.
That was North Bergen.
Yeah. And he didn't know what the. Yeah, that's wild. Culture is different. Flush.
Well, I think they just lived in like awful old buildings.
Yeah.
That couldn't handle anything.
I was spoiled. I was from the burbs. We flushed them, and then we flushed again.
Yeah.
And then sprayed.
Like California Mexicans can flush.
Do black people light matches after they shit?
Yeah.
My mom was big on matches.
My pop was huge on that. My dad was like, I was like, Dad, why does it smell like a fire here? He was like, you don't smell like shit, do it.
I was like,
it's a good point. It's a good point.
I was big on matches, and then eventually we moved to spray.
Yeah, but matches, spray's my good. Pop was big on matches, but then the Glade hit with the extra hard, the baby smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but lighting a match feels so
fun. You better spray.
Like it feels like you did something. When
and
you
then
light
after
a while,
my grandma recipe, she was always, you better spray before you leave that goddamn bathroom. And I was like, all right, fair enough.
I like that. So,
spray.
The poo-pourri is really good.
Yeah, poo-pourri is solid. I should get some. I use Febreze. I should get something more. Better.
Yeah, that's.
That's for clothes, ain't it?
No, there's like Febreze for air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I was fucking a fucking gross fucking street ticket guy, when I couldn't afford laundry, I would just Febreze all my clothes. I'm such a piece of garbage.
Yeah. Hey, I've been there, man. Sometimes you just don't want to do laundry.
Well, hey, let's keep the poop talk going. Amazon driver caught pooping in front of customers' homes.
Okay. This is New York, right?
I don't know.
They really need to give these guys bathroom breaks.
It's L.A.
Some of the comics, I think John Lasseter posted something about some bum shitting in Brooklyn, like on somebody's step. It was wild.
This is L.A., and I'm sorry, it's from a news thing.
Oh, that's wow. Right. It was okay.
The driver is caught on camera.
It's a girl.
Just moments after
it's a shorty.
She's going to be on Mug Shouties.
Oh, she shorty.
Find the mask right on their doorstep.
And the surveillance footage shows the driver.
Why did she do
not
that?
Not once, but twice, just minutes apart.
Oh,
the
no.
The delivery driver has already been relieved, you might say, from her job.
Oh, she's been relieved, all right.
Unsee this.
KTLA's Carlos Cicedo is live in Woodland Hills with more. Quite a story tonight, Carlos.
No.
Pause. Just think the next time you see a girl in little gray short shorts, there might be an unwiped asshole.
Yeah. She might have a dick. Because she picked right up. She didn't wipe shit. So
she didn't,
She just got crust ass.
Yeah, that ain't
her
good.
Ass all crusty. Oh, and it probably stings. She probably in the car.
She didn't even clean up. That's so.
Why not?
That's so gross.
You have a van.
What, you gonna shit in a van? Well, in a bag in the van. Oh, you can shit in a bag in the van.
You shit a bag in the back of the van.
Yeah, shit a bag in the back of the van. Yeah, that would have been
that's a lot
more idea.
That's what, like, if you worked
or
on...
Or just go find a bathroom. I mean, I don't
those
know,
those Home Depot buckets. That's what those Home Depot buckets are for on fucking job sites half the time.
How about that?
If you work on your truck and you're not allowed... Like, certain rich people won't let you use the bathroom if you're working on their house. Mm-hmm. So you keep the Home Depot bucket. You sit on the... I think they even make an attachment that's got a lid with a seat that you can put on...
The Home Depot bucket?
The Home Depot bucket.
Damn, dude.
To make it into a...
Yeah, you shouldn't be shitting outside, especially on somebody's doorstep.
I like
places
blame...
you could probably shit.
Yeah.
That don't
that's a backyarder.
That's a backyard. And it should probably put the package on the shit. Oh, that's gross.
Plus, like, dude... I'm going to have an idea who did it if there's a package there, too.
That's my thing. It's like, what'd you think? Like, they didn't have a security cam. Like,
there
they didn't
go,
have a
okay, toilet paper holder, rag. Yeah, so you can wipe the taint. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, you sit in the back of your van. You take a sweaty, hungover shit.
Yeah, and then dump the bucket.
Yeah. I like that they kept the Home Depot branding on there, too.
Yeah.
That's important. It's not from Home Depot.
That's important.
That's us. Yeah, man. Good for Home Depot. Yeah.
It's probably so that when people are scrolling, they're like, oh, I have a ton of those.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe it's like the bongs in like a fake Sprite can, so people walking by be like, oh, of course, that's just a Sprite can. Oh, that's just the Home Depot bucket, of
course. Yeah, you can't say shit bucket.
Right, that's...
You gotta say Home Depot, so yeah, can't say shit bucket.
Shannon, do you think you can shit in a bucket?
Shannon, you classy. Don't you say no.
Well, I mean, if I pooped.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Right, girls don't
poop. But Shannon don't shit. No, girls don't shit,
girls
period.
Don't poop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except for delivery drivers, apparently.
Apparently. She had a special delivery.
And by the way,
what can Brown do for you?
There you go. That's UPS. That's very nice. You figured that was some UPS shit she would have done, man. Okay.
She didn't poop on both porches. She pooped on one and she peed on the other.
Okay. She's marking her territory.
Oh, great.
The other house
marking.
Had
that's
the
fun.
The other house had Prime.
The other one said Prime. You silly. That was good. That was really good.
Wow.
That was very fast. Good for y'all. The white guy's fast with y'all little jokes.
Yeah.
Quips between y'all too is very nice. I wish I had that kind of speed.
Expedited delivery.
Shannon, did they catch it? She's been fired already?
Yep, she's been fired.
And there's no more update. Just dropped the law. Now the question is, did she send a picture of it?
That's what I'm saying.
I love, dude.
I was thinking of it. Let me get a picture real fast. Just make sure.
Do you guys ever like look at your poops after a big one and like kind of proud of it a little bit?
Yeah,
all the time.
I had one yesterday. I was like, good God, that was holding me back from a lot of blessings. I said, thank God that shit isn't.
Dude, me and my best friends still send each other if we really drop one. Or he's got a son now.
Yeah,
his son's like 5. He'll be like, you got to see.
Oh, really?
You got to see the monster. Dude, his son accidentally shit on his shoe the other day.
Oh, no.
He was sitting in, like shorts, and they were watching a movie, and he was sitting on his dad's feet, and he gets up, and he just dropped a full man turd right across my friend's feet, shoe sneakers, and he just looked and took a picture, and he's like, another day in the life of a dad.
You gotta be kind
of
proud. All right, my boy,
he's just dropping man logs.
His boys can swim.
Oh, that's crazy. Nah.
I will sometimes I'll be like impressed with like how big of a poop I'll have, and I'll be like, I'll like stare at it. I'll be like, damn, like I did something.
Absolute relief. I go, fuck you, demon. Because when you drop a big one, you're like, I was in there? Oh.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Hold me back from something.
I didn't know my organs were that big.
I didn't know my intestines could hold all that
shit. Dude, sometimes
shit,
I'll be like, I'll be in a bad mood. I'll feel depressed, and then I'll have like a big poop, and I'll be like,
because it's toxic.
It was
fucking toxins. And then that shit gets in your brain and all that shit. You know, they say if you don't shit, your teeth turn yellow, your breath stink, all that shit. So you got to get it out. So when you see all that was out, you'd be like, I feel a whole lot better about
that. It's funny. It's like my whole life seems different now because I took my poops out of me.
Shouldn't get rid of heartburn. It's like when you shit, the burn go out. Like it's everything.
Did you ever notice sometimes ADHD people hold their shits a lot?
Why? Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed in my life, people with ADHD, they like to, it's almost like they get distracted and don't Like, they're doing 85 things, mm-hmm. and so every time they have to shit, it's an absolute emergency.
Yeah.
Because they've been holding it for a half an hour,
right.
doing other ADHD activities.
That's kind of me, little bit.
It's ritual for me. Like, when I go on auditions in big, big buildings, mm-hmm. it's like totsy pretentious. Take me a good dump. Yeah. This is my building for 20 minutes. That's all I need.
Next,
20 minutes is mine, so I can get this audition.
Next to the Comedy Store, there was this hotel. I don't know if they still let the comics in, but there's this great bathroom right next to it in a hotel. And it was like the best bathroom ever. And I just like, I had such a great time just pooping in that bathroom.
Not the Pendry. Not because that's
like that big ass one. You know, you're in the patio.
Across
and
this way or this way?
It's like, all right, you enter and it's to the right. It's like right to the right.
Okay.
I know
it's that big ass hotel. And those bathrooms are incredible. And it was very funny how many like people would sign up for the open mic and go in there. And I'm like, I can't believe they're letting all these open micers fucking shit in here. This is crazy.
They didn't let me. They wouldn't let me into the after party for my own roast battle taping there.
Oh, my God.
Because I wasn't dressed appropriately.
That's crazy. That's funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And by the way, when you work in the street, you figure out the best bathrooms in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were selling tickets, it was Burlington Coat Factory top floor.
Mm. Ooh, I like that. Yeah,
where is this at?
Midtown.
Yeah, like
there's
30.
There's some great public bathrooms in Midtown now. There's one on like 47th or 50th. It's just like it's a great bathroom. Best bathroom downtown. This is the hardest one. This is the hardest place to find a public bathroom. Italy, the new Italy in like Soho by Little
Italy.
Shittily. Peedily.
That was the number one thing. I got so spoiled. Moving to the city, going to NYU, because I could use my NYU pass
right.
to go to the bathroom anywhere downtown.
Yeah. It's really hard to find bathrooms.
You did all 4 years at NYU?
Yeah.
Hard.
No, it's not real. I went to art school, not real school.
Well, yeah, but I went to jazz college in Philly. That's not real school. I had to make sounds for a grade. So I understand.
Professor.
Now that's what you do in your act.
Yeah.
Scooby doo bop dee beep. Yeah. Everybody be like, that's why you sing every fucking punchline. I'm not Josh Adam Myers.
Yeah, you do your education.
I'm not Josh Adam Myers. I've been trying to just
like
do. What do you do for work?
This guy's got a job.
Ooh, how long you been dating?
Yeah, I don't do that. Thank God. But yeah, no.
Ooh, they hesitated.
Skibbity bibbly doo.
Trouble in paradise. Next person.
All right, Bill Burr's coming up. Scribbly doo.
I hate when I bring that name up. How much snapping everybody does. Everybody shits on Josh.
What do you do?
No, he's the nicest guy. He's the greatest guy.
But it's cookies and easy pizza to, for everybody. It's easy to do.
It's
Scootily
Beatty.
Let's get him some pussy tonight.
It's basically just raspy Jack Black. Like,
flick a goo goo, flick a goo goo.
It is. It's raspy Jack Black. The same way I've said that. The same way that when everybody does Mulaney, they just do Howard Cosell.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Somebody stop the damn fight.
Yeah, does that.
I love my wife.
And then Tim Dillon, everybody does Jiminy Glick.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
That is.
That's
go high and then really.
That's very true.
Yeah. But to be fair, Tim Dillon is Jiminy Glick.
It's not.
I mean, if you watch Jiminy Glick, it's like, oh, this is the Tim Dillon show. He's like,
yeah. Why did you get on the Epstein logs?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Ooh,
I'm unaware of your work.
Next time, a little letter on the cologne.
One time Tim came in here when it was years ago still, and it was just the best fucking burn on me without having to be mean. He was, so you're more of a writer. And he was, it was such a true mean thing. You're more of a writer than a performer.
I got that once from a fucking actual like guy who worked at CBS, which was very devastating. And you don't even know. He's like, you are such a writer. God damn, dude. Sorry. Just call me ugly, man.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please check out our guests, Derek Gaines, No Need for Apologies, Robbie Goodwin, Crowder Boys. Both you guys, thank you so much for
your
time.
Thank you, Zach. That was fun.
And we will be back for our exclusive Friday episode here on Gas Digital. This is the Morning Zoo saying goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.